Waving Turkey's crimson national flag and chanting anti-government slogans, more than 10,000 demonstrators marched through the western city of Manisa on Saturday. Their message was the same as in a mass rally held last week in Istanbul. Turkey is secular and must remain so. Further west in the city of Çanakkale, thousands more staged a similar protest. Meryem Tuna is a middle-class homemaker from Istanbul who has taken part in anti-government demonstrations. Like others opposed to the government, she is worried that Turkey's pro-Islamic Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan has nominated his Foreign Minister Abdullah Gül to replace the incumbent Ahmet Necdet Sezer as president when he steps down on May 16.
Cumhurbaşkanı adayımızın daha Atatürkçü görünüşlü bir insan
olması. Tuna says the main problem with Gül is that his wife wears an Islamic-style headscarf and will therefore project a backward image of Turkey, one that directly contradicts the kind of Turkey Atatürk envisioned when he encouraged Turkish women to abandon their veils and gave them the right to vote even before their peers in France and Switzerland. For Turkey's main opposition parties, it is about more than just Turkey's image. They say if both the government and the presidency are controlled by Islamists, Turkey's secular system will be overturned. At the end of April, they boycotted a first round of voting in the parliament to elect a new president. Gül, who is running unchallenged for president, suffered a further setback when the Constitutional Court upheld the opposition's claims that there were not enough deputies present at the session and it was therefore invalid. The court delivered its verdict only days after the military issued a statement on its website listing the risks posed by Islamic fundamentalism and threatened to intervene if need be. The move was sharply criticized by the European Union. The EU is demanding that the military's powers be trimmed before Turkey is admitted as a full member of the 27-member bloc. Onur Öymen is deputy chairman of the staunchly pro-secular main opposition Republican People's Party, which was founded by Atatürk. He disagrees that the military was in breach of democratic principles when it delivered its ultimatum last week.
They expressed maybe in a strong way their opinions, but they clearly stated in their statement that they want everybody observes the rules of the Constitution. This was the message. And the Constitution and the basic principles of the Constitution, which are the basic principles of our republic, starting with secularism.
Öymen adds that he does not believe that the Turkish army, which has overthrown four governments since 1960, will seize power ever again. The government will attempt for a second time on Sunday to elect Gül. Should it fail to do so, Erdogan has said he will hold nationwide general elections on July 22nd, well ahead of the originally scheduled date November 4th. He is also pushing for constitutional changes that would allow the Turkish people to elect a president themselves. Two center-right opposition parties, the True Path and Motherland, announced Saturday they are uniting as the Democrat Party in order to challenge the ruling party in July 22nd elections. Amberin Zaman for VOA News, Istanbul.